for this week's Community Campfire Musical Sesh. I'm here with my co-host, Mitch Elliott.
Hey, John. How's it going?
And the cast of Shrek Jr., the musical, as well as the director. Dan is in the studio. I'm going to have you all just jump on the mic and say hi.
Dan Varis, and I'm the director of Shrek Jr.
I'm Emma Swisher, and I play young Fiona and Baby Bear.
Hi, I'm Kaya Swisher. I play teen Fiona and Pinocchio.
I'm Kira Colander, and I play Princess Fiona.
I'm Foster Maziarz, and I play Shrek.
So how many of you have done shows at the Egyptian before?
This is my very first time at Egyptian. I just started doing theater last year at my local community theater, but this is my first time at Egyptian, and it's been super fun and awesome, and everyone here is great.
Thank you, Kara and Fiona, right?
Yep.
All right. How about you guys? Everybody's a veteran here?
Yes, I've been doing shows at the Egyptian Youth Theater for 5 years, and I've been in countless shows there.
Countless.
Okay. And Foster, we had you on last time the Egyptian Youth Theater was on, so you've had a couple under your belt as well.
So I've been at the Egyptian for almost a year now, and I've done 3 shows, and this is my 3rd, so I'm very happy to be doing this.
How about you, Emma?
This is my 5th show at the Egyptian Youth Theater, and I love doing them so much.
Dan, can you talk a little bit about your background with the theater and how many of the youth theater shows you've directed?
Yeah, so I have been with Egyptian Youth Theater since 2018, and I have been directing probably once a semester. So I've done Once Upon a Mattress, I did Dracula, we did SpongeBob, and then if I'm not directing, I'm in some sort of support role. I only stage managed once, and that is not a skill set for me, so I avoid that one. But I'll design shows, I'll do any of the props or projections. I'm also the graphic designer for the youth theater program specifically.
So is this following the events of the first Shrek movie in this play, or is it kind of like a culmination of multiple Shrek movies put together?
It's the story of the first one.
With that, is there different music associated with this play?
Yes, it's completely all new songs. There is a post-finale number of Believer to kind of nod to the movie.
I mean, you have to, right?
But the music is all created for this show, and it's added some elements. For example, we have our 3 Fionas, young Fiona, teen Fiona, and adult Fiona, sing a song together that is about their experience being trapped in the tower.
Tell us a little bit about your guys' roles. Is there like a favorite part of the show that you guys like being for your specific roles?
Yeah, especially with the 3 Fionas. When we sing our song together, it's super duper fun, and we get to sing these crazy awesome harmonies near the end all together, and it is so fun to hear them, and they just sound so awesome, and that's most of the time that we get to be together on stage.
I also like doing the 3 Fiona part. It's really fun to do it with Kaya and Kira, and the harmonies are also really fun to do, and it's a cool set, and it's just a cool way to do it.
My favorite part is also the 3 Fiona song, because I love how it shows her character development throughout the ages. I think it really demonstrates how she feels through different stages of her life and how trapped she is. And I have so much fun doing it with my friends.
And director's note, you wouldn't think that Shrek Jr. was a show to bring tissues to, but it is.
and Foster, your favorite part isn't the 3 Fionas part right now.
I wish I could say it is, but it's not, unfortunately. My favorite part is this part where the dragon who guards Fiona's tower sings a song about how Donkey's gonna stay there forever. I love that scene.
Well, we would love to hear one of the songs that you guys are going to be performing in the show. What's the first song that you guys are going to perform for us today?
The 3 Fionas. It's called I Know It's Today.
Here's I Know It's Today from the cast of Shrek Jr. right here live at KPCW's Community Campfire.
It's story time. Settle in, girls. There's a princess in a tower. Oh my gosh, that's just like me. Poor Rapunzel needs a haircut, but the witch won't set her free. She passes time by singing like someone else I know. As years go by, she sits and waits. As years go by, uh-oh. A torturous existence. I don't remember this part. She wishes she were dead. Skip ahead, skip ahead. But in the end, Rapunzel finds a millionaire. The prince is good at climbing and braiding golden hair.
So I know he'll appear.
propose on one knee, and our prenup will be binding. About time we set a wedding date. Day number 958. I know it's today. He'll show up today. Take your pick, they're all like me. Not exactly, I'm still waiting. They're out living happily ever after, better get here. I want love in seconds flat. No one needs these middle bits. Whoops, did I do that? Cut the villains, cut the vamping, cut this fairy tale, cut the peril and the pitfalls, cut the puppet and the whale, cut the monsters, cut the curses, keep the intro, cut the verses and the waiting, the waiting, the waiting, the waiting. I seem a bit bipolar, and I'm a vandal now as well. Hope you won't mind. I'm a find, I'm a catch, and a very gifted bowler. It won't be long now, I guarantee. Day number. Are you there, God? It's me.
Wow, that took me on a full journey of Fiona right there. Wow.
I'm seeing triple. Tell me a little bit about that song and why you love singing it. We'll start with you, older Fiona.
Oldest Fiona, yes.
And how old are you?
I'm 15.
Yeah, you're so old.
I'm so old. Yeah, I'm adult Fiona, and this song is just so great. In the movie, they don't really explore her backstory that much, and I think she's a super interesting character, and she just has so many sides and personalities to her, and she's just really awesome. So that song is, I'm so lucky that it's in the show, because it's a great display of that.
This is Kaya, teen Fiona. This song is so special to me because I've sung it in the past, and so looping back to it a few years later is really special to me personally, and it is a really good way for me to connect with the Fiona character. Really.
So you
love
were
it.
The youngest Fiona in a in
no,
the past?
I was the teenage Fiona. In
okay,
the past.
So you're revisiting teenage Fiona.
Yes.
Wiser now.
Yes, definitely.
A whole year or two older, is that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is Emma, young Fiona. I just love the song because it's so fun to have the fun parts and then the parts that slow down. I've also sung it in the past with Kaya, and it's now really fun to sing it with Kira, and it's just fun.
Yeah, Dan, the director here, I remember you guys did that for one of our teacher-student showcases with the director, Amy Livingston, played adult Fiona. I forgot that you guys did that. That's crazy. And then you got these parts.
Yeah, I hope I can do Amy justice.
You're killing it. You're killing it.
Thank you.
So, Dan, can you talk a little bit about how you choose the shows for the youth theater?
So we have sort of like a long list of like wants, and we do have to take into account what show is the high school doing right now or has just done, what our kids' age range is at the moment, because we actually ran into an issue of a lot of our teen kids aged out of the program. some of them started working for us. Then we were like, oh, wait, we can't really do a big teen show because we've got a lot of preteens that are coming up. So we've been keeping that in mind as we pick shows as well. We're looking into fall and spring semesters for the 2026-2027 school year. And there's a lot on our plate that we're trying to pick through and decide what we're going to do.
Tell us a little bit about the program. What are the age ranges? How does one get involved?
Yeah, so we go K through 12, and we try to keep it diverse so that there's a lot of opportunities for everybody. We have our littles program, where it's literally just getting 5-year-olds up on stage in front of their parents. And then we have acting one in that area, age range, kindergarten through third, third through fifth-ish, and then sixth and up. Luckily, there's a while where the teens didn't want to perform with the younger kids. They were a little hoity-toity about it. But now that a bunch of them have come up together, this show, for example, has been incredible. I have been just floored by how supportive everybody has been of the younger kids. We brought in Emma to play the youngest Fiona because we didn't really have anybody that auditioned for that would fit. And so we were like, let's branch outside of the age range we had set for this just to get it done. And it was a great choice. And she's the most professional one there, of course.
True.
Yeah, we can tell. Dan, can you talk a little bit about where the cast started and the progression, you know, over all your guys' practices and rehearsals and stuff and where they are now?
I have been directing for over 20 years, and I have never had a cast show up more ready to work. It's their summer camp. They should be having fun. So we always, you know, sprinkle in games, activities, crafts sometimes. We just did a huge musical Olympus where it was 40 kids, and they needed stuff to do on their downtime. This cast showed up ready to work and has been working straight through. We got 2 days ahead of our rehearsal schedule. We were supposed to get finished everything, learning everything today, and we got done with that last Friday.
Oh, wow.
So I had created this list on the wall of every scene and song. I made these like green post-its that had a splat on them for Shrek. And we would splat things when they got done, have a little ceremony, drum roll. Mm-hmm. And we got our last splat done on Friday. It was insane. And I keep reminding them, I'll be like, hey, okay, take a 15-minute break. Thank you, 15. And then they go work choreography. And I'm like, go get some water. Like, take a break. But yeah, they've just been on top of it. They've been really kind to each other. One of my favorite things is watching Emma finish her solo in that song and then go backstage and get a high five from adult Kira. It made me cry a little bit.
Oh, nice.
I would love to hear why we should go out and see Shrek Jr.
I'll start with you, Foster. Shrek, I mean.
Yeah, it's just a very fun time. It's a great family show. So if you have something to do in the week and you want to have some fun during the summer, come see Shrek Jr. Yeah, it's a great show.
And do you get to bring out your inner ogre, or how do you work on your character?
Yeah, I have to act really big and tough, which is hard because I'm not a very big or tough man. yeah, I try to embrace it as much as I can.
Your director note, today I had to literally say to him, smile less and fart more. Is this my life? Is this my job?
Kira, why do you think people should come and see Shrek Jr.?
People should absolutely come see Shrek Jr. One of my favorite reasons, because it has so many funny moments. And it's a great show, and it has so much awesome music, and it's very moving. But then there's some parts where you'll just die laughing. And I've been laughing at least a couple times every single day of rehearsal because everyone's so awesome, and it's a really hilarious show. So that would be my recommendation.
Teen Fiona?
I think you should come see Shrek because it's one of my favorite comedy shows, and there are so many sweet parts that you're going to just die of happiness from, and you're also going to be laughing a bunch, and it's a great family show. The whole family can go see it. You can bring your kids, and you'll just leave with a really happy feeling.
Young Fiona, I think you should come see Shrek Jr. because I've said fun a lot, but it is just really fun, and it's a really feel-good show. And it sends out a good message. One of the songs is called Let Your Freak Flag Fly, and if you come, you'll see what I mean. It's really good.
Amazing. Well, thank you guys for joining us here on the Community Campfire today. Before you go, when is your guys' show? Where can people get tickets? All that jazz.
We have an evening performance July 24th, and then on the 25th, Saturday, we have a matinee and then an evening show. Tickets are available at parkcityshows.com.
We appreciate you coming in. And what's the final song that you are going to sing for us today?
The final song is called I Think I Got You Beat. and it's a duet between Shrek and Fiona talking about their childhoods and arguing on whose was harder.
It's awesome. Woo!
I got you beat right here. Thank you guys for coming in. Have a great run.
I'm just saying you don't corner the market on unhappy childhoods.
There are things you don't know, you know? About me, about how rough I had it.
What, you ran out of shampoo a couple times?
I mean about my life.
In that cushy tower of yours.
Cushy? Are you kidding? I had nothing in that tower. Fighting boredom by the hour. Princess lonely, walking circles. I had only bare essentials, army cot, a hot plate and a chamber pot. And every morning I would boil it. No choice, I had no toilet. Just a view of devastation. Out one window, isolation. In my bedroom and very little headroom. 20 years I sat and waited. I'm very dedicated. On the walls the days were added. Luckily those walls were padded. So I think I got you beat. I think I got you beat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think I got you beat. I think I got you beat.
Oh, you think so? That was a sad story, but I've heard better, I'm just saying. A for effort, thanks for playing. Sad to see a princess suffer, but I had it rougher. Like the time a mob with torches burned my britches, see the scorches. You're just whiny. I had a flaming hiney. As I fled, I had to wonder if I were torn asunder. Would an ogre go to heaven? Did I mention I was seven? So, I think I got you beat. I think I got you beat. Yeah, 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 yeah. I think I got you beat. I think I got you beat.
Oopsie. Well, better out than in, I always say.
I think I got you beat. Yeah.
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 Yeah.